Hi, welcome to the Commonwealth Foundation's podcast. This is Nathan Benefield. I'm here with Elizabeth Bryan, and today we're going to talk about the proposed 1% tuition tax in Pittsburgh. Now, Elizabeth, you've done a lot of research into this, what's going on out there. Can you give us a little background on what they're talking about?
Sure. Well, the basic proposal is to tax students who attend school in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh has about 10 different universities. And the basis of this tax is to pay for the shortfall in the pensions. Now, this would be on a tax percentage of their tuition. It would be 1% of their tuition. So regardless of how much you pay, you would pay 1%, which means some students will be paying more who go to more expensive private schools versus students who go to, say, a community college.
Yeah, now, this is a very interesting issue. I know a lot of people across the country are looking at this as a perhaps a model for taxing tuition. The higher education community is looking at it. Of course, in the state, we've debated expanding the sales tax for a variety of purposes. And one of the big exemptions, of course, is tuition. So there's a lot of ideas out there about this. Of course, before we get into that, I want to make clear that I don't think that Mayor Luke Ravenstahl is actually thinking about the, all of these dynamics. He just wants another pot of money to help help pay for the bills.
Definitely.
But there are a lot of issues with this tuition tax. For instance, there's obviously a wide range of tuitions that people pay based on community colleges or large universities. I don't know what that range is. If you can.
Sure. Well, right now it looks like a student at Carnegie Mellon would be on the higher end of the spectrum paying about $403 for their tuition tax, whereas a student at Allegheny Community College only pay about $27, which is a very wide spectrum if you're making the case that you want students to pay for the city services that they use. I highly doubt that a student at Carnegie Mellon uses that much more city services than a student that attends a community college. Right.
And that's kind of what the case that Mayor Ravenstahl has tried to make, is that it's part of the fair share that, a lot of these universities are tax exempt, and so they're not paying their fair share taxes that they use a lot of services. But, of course, the taxes, as you mentioned, not tied to services, it's tied to the pension plan.
Right.
But what about the fair share argument? Is there merit to that?
Well, I think most students would say there's really not, because a lot of them pay wage taxes, some of them pay property taxes. They don't just go to school in Pittsburgh, they also live and work in Pittsburgh. So they're paying for city services in many other ways, ways that I think the mayor and the city council have overlooked.
Right. A lot of the questions that we've raised, we have a commentary out today, yesterday actually, talking about some of the obscure things. Like, for instance, there are obviously private universities are tax exempt, but for-profit universities would pay property tax. So there is some question about the fair share in that regard. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of questions about taxing tuition. For instance, is it constitutional? Is it legal? Can the city do that? Here's a question for you. If a college had a campus in Pittsburgh and a campus outside of Pittsburgh, as a lot of the big ones do, what happens if students register with the other campus? Do they not pay the tax? I mean, how does that work?
I mean, that's a very good question, and I'm sure it's something that the universities will bring up, because if this does pass the council, they'll definitely be fighting it in court, and I'm sure those questions with a lot of the other gray areas will be tackled. This is the first tax of its kind, if it passes, in the entire nation, so there's a lot of gray area here. A lot of things are going to have to be worked out if something like this is to actually come to fruition.
Another question, at the state and the federal level, we have a lot of subsidies for students attending university financial aid packages. I'm wondering if the federal Pell Grant, which covers tuition, would cover the tuition tax or not, and if federal taxpayers are going to be paying for the state, the local tax on tuition.
That's a very good question. Again, something that would have to be worked out. Would it be considered part of your fees, tuition fees as a student, or would it be something completely separate? I don't know. It remains to be seen.
All right. We are going to be talking briefly with a student out in Pittsburgh who's organized some protests against this, Aaron Gross of Carnegie Mellon, and we will get him on the phone. Hi, Aaron. Thanks for joining us. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thanks a lot. I'm Aaron Gross. I'm the chair of the Undergraduate Student Senate at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. Basically, the Undergraduate Student Senate serves as the representative arm for undergraduate students. So as its chair, I represent basically the over 5,000 undergrads that call Carnegie Mellon and Pittsburgh their home right now.
Well, tell us a little bit about the work you guys are doing to fight this tuition tax. I know you've launched a website and I think collected, 10,000 petition signatures?
Yeah, that's right. At Carnegie Mellon, we launched StopTuitionTax.org, which we basically intended to be a resource and a hub for students, faculty, staff, and residents of the city of Pittsburgh who were concerned about the tax to come together and use the resources on the website to help fight the tax. So we've created a petition that we've circulated around campus. The combined petitions of all of the universities in Pittsburgh have come to over 10,000 signatures. I believe the exact number is 10,150 signatures from students, faculty, staff, and residents. And through the website, we've helped students and faculty to send hundreds of emails to their city councilmen. I know at yesterday's public hearing, the city council members actually talked about how their email inboxes had never handled this flow of email before. So we felt like the website and the associated petitions have been pretty successful in getting the word out.
Now, besides obviously not wanting to pay a tax on your tuition, what are some of the objections you've raised to this proposal?
The basic objections that students have raised to the proposal are threefold. First of all, the tax is regressive in that it's basically taxing those who are least able to pay. College students are some of the people in the city who have the lowest income of anyone. An average college student actually gets financial aid to pay for his or her education, which means that by definition, they don't have enough income, and their family doesn't have enough income to pay for that education. So most college students work an extra job and earn on the order of $3,000 to $4,000 a year, making them really one of the lowest income groups in the city, making the tax extremely regressive. It also is a tax that's discouraging education, which we believe is something that the government should really be encouraging. It's something that's really reinvented Pittsburgh over the last decade or so. And we think that the Pittsburgh city government should certainly be encouraging students to come here rather than discouraging them. And the last thing is that the mayor has dubbed this tax the fair share tax, basically stating that students don't pay their fair share to the city. But his office has no numbers to back up that data, and we haven't seen any hard evidence of that. Students are residents here, too. Many of them own homes. Many of them are renters as well. And so they either directly or indirectly pay property taxes just like any other city resident. And students who work here pay wage taxes like other city residents. They pay EMS fees. They pay parking taxes, amusement taxes. So basically, we believe that students are paying their fair share, and it's not right to really hold students in the middle of a battle between the city and its nonprofits.
What is the prognosis for this passing? I know they're debating it now and plan to vote in a couple of weeks. Is it looking...
So there's going to be a preliminary vote on Wednesday coming out of the Finance Committee. Right now, there are five council members who are pretty firmly in support of it and four council members who are pretty firmly opposed to it. So we're still trying to change one vote and get another council member on our side with some private meetings this week and things like that. We had a pretty successful public hearing yesterday. I don't know if it changed any of the votes of the council members, but I think they know that we're definitely a factor in this. The other issue is that even if this tax does go through the council, it's probably going to be struck down either by the courts next year or by legislators in Harrisburg. So it's really just it's kind of a silly exercise to go through this when the council knows full well this tax is probably not going to be implemented, and the city's now going to have to spend hundreds of dollars on attorneys and things like that to try to get this through court.
Now, Aaron, I know that Mayor Ravenstahl was just reelected a few weeks ago. Was he talking about this tuition tax during his campaign? Or did it come after the election?
So before the campaign, the mayor had spoken about a menu of items that he was looking at in order to fill this $15 million hole. He mentioned things like taxing, I think, water and electricity more from universities, increasing a parking fee, looking at taxing hospitals in some way. And he also mentioned taxing students, although at that time I believe it was a lower amount. But immediately after he was elected, the mayor came forward and said, no, the way we're going to fill this gap is basically just by going after the pocketbooks of our college students. And we really think it's because it's politically it's easy and it's genius. Students don't vote. They notoriously don't come out for elections, so they're clearly the easiest group to tax here. So there was some warning, but I don't think enough warning to get anybody seriously concerned until after the election.
Yeah, I think we've seen plenty of unpopular proposals coming immediately after election rather than and before them.
Yeah.
Aaron, if there are students listening who want to get involved, how can they do so?
Well, I would recommend that, we're kind of drawing down to the end right here, but it's really important for council members to hear their opinion. If they go to StopTuitionTax.org, there are a lot of resources there to help them. Something we're trying to encourage people to do now is send in handwritten notes to their council members. Those often hold the most weight with some people. It shows that it comes from the heart and is really, really heartfelt and truly meant by the student. So there's some sample letters, some talking points on StopTuitionTax.org. and just also some more information to educate themselves. We just really want everybody to know about this issue, and we really want the students to, in a kind of a backwards way, the mayor may have done us a favor here, in that this has really galvanized students from across the city. We've been working with students from every university, and it's been really rewarding, and we're hoping that students stay involved in local politics after this issue is over. So that's what I would recommend.
All right, Aaron, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks so much. Take care.
This tuition tax really touches on a couple of other issues the Commonwealth Foundation has written about and weighed in on. One is the pension issue, and this is a huge crisis at the state level and at the local level. Pittsburgh has one of the worst pension plans in terms of its funding level, and we have outlined a number of reforms that need to be adopted at the state level to reform our state and local pension plans, including moving towards an affordable kind of 401k model pension. It also touches on the role of higher education and how we fund that. And I know, Elizabeth, you might say more about that as you've worked on that issue a lot.
Definitely. I mean, these universities don't just run classrooms and, you know, pay professors and that sort of things. They're running their food services. They're running their cleaning services. They own dorms. They own a lot of property in the city of Pittsburgh. Services that could probably be more efficiently sourced out to private companies. The universities really don't need to have the large support staff that they now employ. And there could be a lot of cost savings there. And it could also sort of put a damper on the mayor's fair share argument if universities sort of step back from these services that aren't essential to their basic educational mission.
All right. Well, I guess that wraps it up for today. If you want to find out more about this issue, and we'll be tracking it, you can visit us at commonwealthfoundation.org, and hope you'll join us for our next podcast.